Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. It's certainly a blessing to be back in the midst of God's people on this morning, and I thank God for what He is doing in our lives, even now and each day. I am blessed to see another day. I know that God has blessed you to see another day. We should not take this for granted that God has. He woke us up this morning, and He started us on our way. He gave us all the activities of our limbs. Someone didn't wake up this morning. Someone doesn't have all the activities of their limbs. So we thank God for what He's doing in our lives. Today's kingdom assignment is hold on to God's encouraging hand. You know, as God dropped that in my spirit, you know, I began to do some research, and we ought to be encouraged for what God is doing. We've seen God move in our lives. We've, you know, experienced God's movement. We've experienced God speaking to us, and we commune and fellowship with God. So we should be encouraged at what God is doing in our lives. The base scripture is Ecclesiastes 2 and 24. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. You know, from very creation, God spoke things into creation. He spoke things into existence. But with man, he used his hands to mold man in his image. And we should feel privileged that he didn't have to touch anything else, but he wanted to. He touched man. He touched us to create us in his image. And because of the detail that was needed, and also because of the intimacy that God wanted in our lives, he wanted with us. So we should be mindful that we are to hold on to God's encouraging hand. You know, his hands are encouraging because they mold us into who we should be for the purpose that God has for our life. They hold us when we are, when we need comforting, when we are downtrodden, when we need to be encouraged. So God is saying, I am here. You know, we've talked about trusting in God. We've talked about, you know, just looking to God and seeking God for all things. We are to, God has his hands outstretched. And we should grab hold of his hand, and we should never let go. Isaiah 48 and 13 says, my hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. God is in control of everything. He rules, and he is just sovereign in all things. And so we should be mindful of that. Sometimes I think we forget that. Sometimes we take it for granted. And we do not give God the acknowledgement. We do not acknowledge God for who he is. We certainly want to make sure that we are giving God the glory and the praise for all that he has done in his creation. We want to make sure that we are acknowledging God and that we're worshiping him for just creating us and having us in mind when he created us and provided for us and protects us. John 1 and 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So, you know, it's encouraging to know, even today when we face our trials and our tribulations, that God is in control. So if that, you know, situation doesn't work out in your favor, keep in mind that God is in control. It could be that God blocked it because he knew that it wasn't good for you. You know, sometimes we get all bogged down with situations in life and things that we, you know, our goals and our dreams, and, you know, we leave God out of it. And as we are accomplishing those things, when things don't go right for us, you know, we get upset, we let it bother us, we let it alter who we are. And, you know, God is saying, you've got to see the bigger picture. You've got to look and see what it is that God is trying to say to you. You know, God speaks through situations. And so we've got to be mindful that if it doesn't work out the way we thought it would work out, give God the praise, because it could be that God is protecting us from something that we know absolutely nothing about. It could be that God is moving and he is doing some things for us. And, you know, God knows what's best for us. I know as men, we think we know what's best for us, and we know us better than anyone else could know us. But who could know us any better than the Creator? And, you know, we've got to keep that in our mindset. We've got to have the mindset of Christ. We've got to have the mindset of humility. We've got to have the mindset that God is in control of our lives. And so God is saying today, hold on to my hand. I will encourage you. I will love you. I will exhort you. I will exalt you. I will impart wisdom and knowledge into you, for I made you into my image. Colossians 1 and 17 says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You know, it's a beautiful thing to just look around, take time out to look around you and see all the things, the wonderful and marvelous things that God has done. He is the creator of this universe, and he will guide you through every tough situation and direct you onto the right path. So we got to understand that the hand of God is moving in our lives, and we got to understand how it's moving and why it's moving. And we've really got to have the discernment that God's hand is moving in our lives. If we can get that down in our hearts and allow him to lead us, allow the Holy Spirit to just dwell in us and to follow the Holy Spirit, we will be following God's will. You know, and that takes a lot because, like I said, we as men think that we know ourselves better than anyone else, and we know what's best for us. And certainly our children, we know what's best for them. So, you know, we have to let go and let God. We have to commit and trust that God will lead us out of fire, out of the situations that we may be in, but you've got to allow God to guide you. Now, it starts with just committing in prayer, committing to God, making up your mind that you're going to follow God no matter what, living a life of servantry, serving God, and moving on his instructions and his word, not man's instructions, not man's word, but God's instruction. You see, man is always going to see. Man's eyesight is limited. It's his sight is limited to what your sight is limited to, because he is no greater than you. God created us all. So why would you depend on someone who is their limit? They can only see as far as you can see. You got to depend on God that can see all things, and he know all things. So depend and trust in God to lead you in those situations. There are people that are experiencing situations and going through things, and they, you know, pray and ask God, why am I going through this situation? Why am I going, and how long will I have to go? How long must I suffer? God is saying, you got to trust in me. We've got to put on our spiritual eyes, and we've got to see it from God's perspective. That perspective says that anything that God has allowed us to experience or that we've gotten ourselves into, it is all for our good. It's all for our good. God allows things to happen to build us. God is training us and molding us into the people that he would have us be to carry out his assignment. God allows situations that we get ourselves into that, you know, when we did not follow God's instructions and we just made decisions, he allowed those situations to work for our good. Isn't that marvelous that, you know, we should know in the end, no matter what we're going through, it is for our good. It is to mold us. It is to chip away at us. It is to take those things that are not like God and to impart things that are God-like. Remember, we are to be continuously seeking God to go back to very creation, the very concept of creation of man, which was to create man in God's image. We certainly cannot be in the image of God if we've got a whole bunch of things that have been imparted in us naturally that aren't of God. You know, so we've got to constantly be on the molding wheel. We've got to constantly be, you know, in training. We've got to constantly go from training to training. You know, it's something that we're being prepared. If you think about it from a military perspective, those guys are trained. They're prepared. They go through boot camp. They go through training. They go through, all the preparation that needs to take place before they go out on the battlefield. Well, that's what God is doing with his soldiers in the kingdom. He is training us. He is preparing us. He is equipping us for the task at hand. So we ought to move forward in the will of God and God's instruction. We should move forward with the confidence that God has our best interests at heart. We should move forward with the encouragement of God, knowing that we are following the Creator, the one who created us and created this universe. We ought to be encouraged today. That's the daily assignment, is to hold on to his encouraging hand and be encouraged by the marvelous works that God has created, the marvelous works that God has done. You know, we are always setting and looking for something. We want something spectacular to happen that shows the manifestation of God. But God's manifestation is shown to you every day. Every day that you look around, every day when you wake up, every day when you see other men and women of God, your sisters and your brothers, we were all created by the Father. When you see the earth, you see the animals, and you see the trees and the grass, God's manifestation is being manifested to you every single day. You are seeing miracles, and you are experiencing God's movement, and you are experiencing his encouraging hand when he provides for you out of no way. You know, we say that saying that God bless us. He can bless us. He can make a way out of no way. Well, guess what? That's God manifesting himself to you every single day. We ought to be mindful of the works that God has accomplished. You know, the greater works are the experiences that are in the Bible. When you read that Bible and God shows you through the people that he blessed in the Bible, the people that he suffered with in the Bible, the ministry that was taught, the healing and deliverance that took place in the Bible, those things are still occurring. But it should be a reminder to us that God has given us promises. He's given us gifts. And he has not turned his back on us. He is still in the blessing business. And so we've got to be mindful of those things. And we've got to be mindful of what God is doing. You know, God is moving like never before. And we are missing it because we are so concerned and we're so caught up with everything that is going on in the world that we cannot even put our eyes on God. You know, that's why God gave us the word, because he knew that we were going to go through times. He knew that we were going to experience things that were going to be distractions. He knew that it was going to be, you know, a time where it was going to be hard to keep our eyes on God. But the word is ever encouraging. The word is ever, you know, it's just a positive motivation that says, trust me, I know that you are suffering. I know that you're going through. I know that you're in the wilderness, but if you will just hear my voice and you will just walk and be guided by my voice, walk and be guided by my manifestations, walk and just hold my hand of encouragement, I will lead you out of wilderness. I will lead you out of the bondage. I will lead you to liberty and peace and love. But we've got to be willing and available. You know, we talk about being willing and available to be used by God, but you've also got to be willing and available to be led by God. God is trying to lead us from the wilderness. He is trying to free us. You know, you've got people that are hurt and that have been in sickness and diseases, and they're praying to God for healing. And God is trying to give you the gift of healing, but he cannot give you the gift of healing, and he cannot manifest healing in your life if you don't believe. So God is reinforcing the encouragement that the believer needs to move forward. You know, we oftentimes need to be encouraged. We're out here and we're encouraging our sisters and our brothers. You know, and I used to ask God, what happens when the strong get weak, God? What happens when the strong get tired? What happens when the encourager needs encouragement? You know, and so God says that I am your strength. I am your refuge. I am all that you need. I am your source. I have everything that you need. In fact, I know of what you need before you know of what you need. So put your eyes on me, trust in me, and hold my encouraging hand. So we ought to be admonished today that, you know, we are to seek his face and we are to study the word daily to understand what God is doing and understand his hand and how it's working in our lives. We ought to be strong in the confidence that God is our creator and that he created us for good. You know, there's people on this earth don't even know the purpose of their life and why they were born, why they are here on earth, what is their purpose. My admonishment to you is to seek God like never before and allow God to reveal to you his purpose and plan for your life. Give you some direction and guidance, because if we do not have purpose and if we're not moving on purpose, then we're just merely existing. And God never meant for us to merely exist. God meant for us to be workers in the kingdom. God meant for us to be servants in the kingdom, to serve our sisters and our brothers, and to serve God in moving in our assignments and being guided. So we've got to get some direction. If God allows someone to cross your path, you've got to make sure that you are on assignment and that you're following God's assignment and that you're just not out there just doing anything, but you are doing it according to God's will, and you're doing it in love. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth, and by your great power and by your outstretched arm, nothing is too hard for you." And so we've got to, you know, I think sometimes we don't believe that. I think sometimes we just absolutely don't believe that nothing is too hard for God, you know, because we have been so brainwashed by this world. You know, we've let man put things in our minds. You know, we've got to go back to the Bible, and we've got to be renewed and refreshed, renewed in our mind and refreshed in our strength. We've got to reinforce our beliefs in God and that he is our Father and our Creator, before we can move forward. Because if we don't have the belief that God is in control and that he knows all things, he owns all things, and he is all sovereign, then we can't even begin to move forward in the instructions that God, we can't even begin to acknowledge that God is who he is. We can't even begin to acknowledge God to be our Father. Job 12:9-10 says, "Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind, the life of every creature, and the breath of all mankind. You know, those words are significant. The life and the breath. That means that it is a living thing. It is a living creature. It is not a dead mankind or a dead creature. It's not a dead creature or a dead mankind. What that means is that God gave us life. And God intended for us to have life. And when you're in darkness and you're, you know, in situations, you know, sometimes we can get all, you know, discouraged thinking that God has led us into a life of darkness. But that is not true. I'm here to tell you that God is for life. God is for good. God is for you. And so we've got to understand that God is our creator, and he created us so we may have life. So we are to, Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Exodus 15:6, your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. He is your protection. He avenges you. He loves you. He honors you. Psalms 136:12-13. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. You know, and life is everlasting. God came so that we might have everlasting life. He has given us breath. He's given us life, given us everything that we need to be victorious in the plan and the will for, in his plan and his will for our life. And so we need to be encouraged. God is saying, be encouraged. Be encouraged, for I am with you. Be encouraged, for I am with you. Colossians 3:1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So we ought to be encouraged that God is looking down on us. He already knows what we need before we wake each morning. He already has provided those things for us, even though we don't, you know, sometimes we want things to come, we want them to come quickly. We're in this microwave, you know, area where we want things to happen and we want them to happen fast. And, you know, I know that God knows that if it was to happen and he was to allow it, because it's all about timing, that we wouldn't be ready for it. Sometimes God has to hold the blessings back. Sometimes he has to withhold them. Doesn't mean that he's not going to bless you. It just means that God is saying, wait. God is saying, wait. It's not time yet. Wait. Just wait a little longer. You're not ready. Because if he was to release blessings to us, then we wouldn't be appreciative. We wouldn't even recognize the blessing of the God of God. And so we've got to be in a place where God allows us to hold on just a little longer until my blessing is manifested to you. Hold on to his encouraging hand. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to what God has supplied to us for the journey that God has before us. So the assignment today is to be encouraged. And remember, the assignment is not just for you, but the assignment is for your sisters and your brothers. That you not just be encouraged, but you reach out and encourage someone else. I've given you scriptural reference, so you should be able to use that scriptural reference to go out and to be an encouragement to someone else, to be the light that they need, to focus on God's encouraging hand, to be the voice of the Lord that says that God has all of everything that you need in his power and in his might. And he will do it for you because he has promised. His promises are in the word. If you just get in that word, then you'll begin to see God's promises that are unfolding right before your very eyes. I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for another morning that he's allowed this platform for you to get your daily assignment. I thank God because that is his visitation each day. And we ought to be encouraged that God wants to visit us each day. God wants to be a part of our lives. God wants to be a part of even just the little details that we think are not important. God is concerned about every aspect of your life, every decision that you make, every step that you make, and God wants to be the leader. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He knows the dangers that are out there. He knows the traps that are set up for you. Just like God is setting provision for you, the enemy is setting up traps. And God says, hold on to my encouraging hand so that I may lead and guide you through this path of wickedness, so that I may lead you and guide you and protect you from what the enemy has set up for your demise. And so we've got to take this word, and we've got to take it seriously. We've got to move forward like never before on God's command and his instruction, and we're certainly going to need to hear from God in the times that we're living in. I thank God for just the manifestation of his word. I thank God for the encouragement that he gives us in the word. I thank God because he is so mindful of us to visit us each day. I can be reached at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and to pray for you. I would love to provide an encouraging word for those who are discouraged. I would love to be doing the will of the Father in the kingdom. I can also be reached on my page, Provoking Thoughts, for Facebook. I also have a Twitter at ptwithsbutler. I'd like to give a special thanks to the band Unbroken Light. This is a band that has volunteered music for me for these podcasts. They have a website, unbrokenlight.com. They also have a Facebook. And certainly, God is connecting his people, and he's moving within and among his people here on earth. Be blessed.